imagine, just imagine a world where we'll all be as one. Yes, 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 a world where we'll all be one. Let us pray for that world to come. Oh, so welcome to the CRS Radio, the Caribbean Radio Show, the Knowledge Station. And, well, it's another Sunday night, and guess what? It's All Things Jamaica. And this is your host, Sister Cecile, the Top Shelf Diva. So to join me tonight on the show, on your keypad, dial 661-467-2407. And should you want to interact with your host, the Top Shelf Diva, just press 1 on your keypad. Now, tonight, before I go on with the show, I have a few things to get out of the way. First of all, we still have the war going on in Ukraine. Russia still shelling Ukraine with bombs upon bombs, killing innocent people, and the world is in a turmoil. Yes, the world is in a turmoil. So, people, I don't know what is going to happen. We don't know what is going to happen. We don't know if we're going to have a third world war, World War III, but something has got to give. Something has definitely got to give because, you know, innocent lives, the lives of children, women, just snuffed out innocently for, you know, for nothing, for stupidity. Because this war, you know, based on what a lot of people are saying and what I am seeing, this war is... Why? Why though? Why? Why? But let us pray for Ukraine. And the shootings continue, the mass murders and, you know, mass shootings continue in the United States. I was just looking on, and I think it was Arkansas. I saw a mass shooting. I saw a mass shooting where they said like 10 persons were injured and one person died. So, yeah. So I don't know what is going to happen. I really don't know what is going to happen. But pray for our world. Let us pray for our world. So tonight, sure. Yes, people. All Things Jamaica. We're going to be talking about wicked, heartless teachers. And many of us have come upon those in our time at school. You know, there were some teachers in my days, especially in my primary school years, who were genuine and cared for the well-being of their students. But then there were the ones who did not give a darn about you. They treated students like crap. I mean, I know a lot of persons who are online listening to me right now have experienced this, where teachers treat you like you're garbage. Garbage. Because guess what? You might not be rich, and your parents may not have any gifts to give them. Yeah. So tonight we're going to be looking at how teachers resort to flogging students mercilessly for everything, every single thing you do a school teacher beat you. Wrong thing that, you know, they resort to beating you mercilessly for everything. If you chew gum in the class, you get licked. If you chat in the class, you get licked. If you come to school late, you get licked. Well, tonight we're going to explore some of those things. And I want you, those persons who are listening, you know, and those who are on my switchboard right now, you can interrupt. Talk to me about your experience at school and how teachers used to beat you and all the things, you know. Because I know enough I want to get some lick at school, because I might not have gotten a lot of beatings at school, but I know persons who have gotten a whole heap of beating. Whole heap of beating you get at school. Mm-hmm. Whole heap of beating. So this is it tonight. We're going to be talking about that. So you know, you had those times when the teachers would use their leather strap. The school that I went to, Crescent School, my beloved Crescent, where teachers would go to the button factory. There was a factory down the road from the school, and they would get the belt, the big old thick piece of leather, and then they would soak it. I don't know what they soak it in, but they soak it in something for maximum impact. So when them lick you with it, it leaves scars. It mark you up, it scratch you up all over. And not only that, you know, you embarrass these students, their egos are crushed and leaving a lifelong hatred for that teacher. And I know a lot of teachers that I mean, hate is a strong word, but teachers who have despised over the years because of their, you know, cruelty to students, because that was in no way anything with love. Because even if you say you're going to discipline the child, no, that didn't have any love in there. When you leave, your skin bruised up, you're bleeding, and especially when they pinch you or conk you in your head and all them. Nah. So I know a lot of students who are left with bruised egos up to today's day and still carry this hatred or this, you know, harsh feeling towards teachers. But let's pause for a moment and ask a few pertinent questions here. Were these teachers victims of abuse themselves? Or were they acting out what they were experiencing in their homes? Because that time, you know, I know that most of the teachers who taught me in school had policemen or police officers for their husbands. So who knows? So were they, you know, were they even aware of mental health issues such as children having attention deficit hyperactivity disorder? Or were they aware that there was something called giftedness in children, where you couldn't handle these children because they weren't challenged? Are you aware that these things are situations that these issues are issues where the teachers obviously didn't know anything about? But food for thought. You know, when teachers use words like "you don't," you know, if you see your name on a bulla, you eat it and that, you know, say your name that. Yeah. I have heard those insults hurled at children in school, and my used to laugh at those times because you figured it was funny. But, you know, when you look back at it now, it wasn't funny at all. It was not really funny, because that's cruelty in my estimation and the estimation of a whole lot of people, because right now in Jamaica, corporal punishment is banned. You can't be people picnic. And, you know, this ban, I was talking with somebody earlier today, this ban on corporal punishment is in fact saving some of these very teachers' lives, because some people, these young people nowadays, when they send them to go to school, no, put your hand on them. Do not put your hands on these kids, because they will come and hurt you. Yeah, they will come and hurt you. The Ministry of Education asks that you don't hit people's children. Stop eating people's children. Yeah, you know, you don't even know the background these children are coming from. You know, you see children come to school and they're not paying attention. You don't even know what's going on at home. You don't know if these kids are being abused. You don't know all of that. Sexual abuse, physical abuse, you don't know that. But yet, because they're not paying attention, you take up your big strap and you beat them. And, you know, that went on. I went to school in the 70s to the 85 to 1985. I was in school from 1972 to 1985. I was in school, and I saw a lot of this, especially primary school. And you know, today there are some teachers who they're not in my good book. They're not in my good book. You know, when I got to high school, they might not have been beating children, so to speak, but their very words that they said to you make you feel bad. There's one particular teacher, I'll never forget her, you know, coming from from primary school. You know, you still have that little runaround mentality. You can't wait to recess or break, come to run up and down what I do and get sweaty. You know, you're just fresh out of primary school. The high school thing don't set in yet. So, you know, you're green. So one day I comb my hair nicely. I thought I comb my hair nicely because I learned to comb my hair and I was, you know, practicing my skill and all of that. So I had my hair combed in four. One at the top, two to the side, and one at the back. And I had four nice bubbles in there. I mean, I mean, those of you listening, you don't know any Bubbles, right? Bubbles, I had my four nice, brand new Bubbles, you know. And the teacher looked for me and tell me, say, my favorite junk, you know. My favorite junk, you know. And for my whole 4 years at Dintel, that teacher was never in my good book. Never in my good book, because I felt so badly. And she didn't do it in front of me alone, you know. She do it in front of the other students, and it made me feel so bad. So, so bad. So these are things that, you know, can harm children and dampen their spirit. This is what I personally call child abuse. Child abuse. That's what I call it. So 661-467-2407 is the number to call into the show. And just in case you want to speak with me, or you want to give your piece on what corporal punishment is and the kind of beating that you got in school, just dial one on your keypad. I see my board lighting up. So we're ready to go. Right? We are ready to go. So, like I said, a lot of people may not, you know, side with me in that corporal punishment should be banned. A lot of people say, yeah, man, them two out of order. Pitney to get lick. Pitney to get... No, not for me. Not for me. Not for me. That is total, a different thing from what discipline is. Because discipline, by the definition of one of the definitions of discipline, is the practice of training people to obey rules. Now, you cannot beat people for obeying rules. There must be some other way. There's got to be some other way. Whereas corporal punishment is the use of physical force against a child as a corrective form of exacting discipline. No, you can discipline a child without hurting the child, without leaving scars on the child. I used to get beaten as a child, you know, at home, because some people get beaten at yard and then I get beaten at school. Mm-hmm. I used to get beaten at school because by the standard of my family, my mother, my father, I was a feisty child, especially when I turned a teenager. I was wayward. I was rude. So I know what beating is. And plenty of time when I get beaten with all the belt and so on, you know where the belt leave the mark, where the belt lick it, the width of the belt, right on the two edges, the two edges have blood mark on it, bloodshot. Yeah. So I know that. I know what that is. So, yeah, based on what the government in Jamaica is saying, corporal punishment must be banned. But in a recent article, I think in 2019, where the minister of the JTA president wanted to reintroduce corporal punishment. What a thing. You want to beat people, Pitney. You hear of cases where students, all them big boys there. You can beat those big boys? Huh? Can you beat those big boys and not have a fight from them? I tell you, banning corporal punishment is one of the best thing, because you are, in fact, saving these teachers from getting them rump. You are, in fact, saving these persons from getting their egos and their rumps crushed, because it is not a nice thing to hit somebody. You know, the fact is that you and I are not fighting physically. Why are you hitting me? Why are you hitting me? It is not a nice thing. Mm-mm. It is not a nice thing. So, again, this is the CRS Radio, the Caribbean Radio Show, the Knowledge Station. And this is your girl, the Top Shelf Diva, Sister Cecile. And we're talking about wicked teacher. Wicked sounds very harsh. But I am not going to water it down this evening. The teacher, them wicked. Wicked, wicked teacher. You had some wicked teachers at Crescent College. Wicked. wicked. When you hear, oh, I'm going to send it to Mr. Francis. Mr. Francis, Mr. Francis beat you. Mr. Francis is a big man. And you're talking about a little child. No, man. I'm not talking about the present principal people. I'm talking about Mr. Francis dead, who used to be in woodwork. That was one of the beaters. When they do anything as a boy, they send it to Mr. Francis. Things cannot. Because as I say, there are two sides to the story. Two sides to the story. Wonder if these children, these kids have mental health. ADHD. You never know. You'll never know. You'd never know if these children are suffering from abuses at home. You know, pitney not pay attention. And you beat the pitney if you pay attention. You don't know what's going on with the child. You definitely don't know. So, talking about them wicked teachers. So call me and tell me, what happened in your time at school if teachers were wicked to you? Because, I know teachers were wicked to me. Mm-hmm. I remember when I went into grade 7 and we were doing subject-verb agreement. We got 20 questions. I got 18. And the teacher beat me for the two and I get wrong. And here she said, oh, I know you can do better. But not beat me for that. Encourage me. Encourage me to do better. Not beat me. And teachers mistake discipline for corporal punishment. They're not the same. They should not be the same. When you're looking at like a little child coming from basic school in the first grade, innocence, and you're beating that child. Because I have seen it. I have seen it too many times I've seen this. And even though corporal punishment has been banned in a lot of schools, in schools in Jamaica by the Ministry of Education, there are still teachers who go ahead and continue to beat people's children. There is a record of a student telling the gleaner that the teacher conk him in the head, and especially the teacher don't like the boys. The teacher prefer the girls, and the teacher conk the boys in the head. Or pinch them with our fingernail until it cut. Where you hear that? This teacher, this little boy tell the gleaner, teacher says it's her class, and no police, and no principal and no ministry can do her anything. She run her class like how she wants to run her class. Well, I say no to that. Children who are entrusted to your care, they're entrusted to your care for a reason. The word care, for you to care for them. You have these kids at school more than their parents have them at home. So you should know more about them than the parents at home. Because you have them for many, many more hours than their parents do. Some of them just go back home, eat, sleep, get up in the morning, come back to school, and that's it. That's the cycle. You have them more. You know them more than all their parents should know them. Mm-hmm. They are entrusted to your care. They weren't entrusted to your care for you to murderize them and terrorize them and torture them and drive fear into them. Will tell me that, yeah, oh, you know, our principal, Mrs. Irvin, she, you know, and Mrs. Irvin used to hold up her breast and she beat. Yeah, but if it was today's day, Mrs. Irvin couldn't do that. And a lot of you will say, oh, it was for our good. We were made better for it. But right now, you have a lot of students excelling and they're not getting any beating at school. So tell me, or you explain that. Explain that to me. Mm-hmm. Explain that to me. When teachers look at children and call them, don't say boy, big and don't. It's not right. It is not right. You have no right to do that. No right to call anybody's child or children. Don't said. done said. So, you see, a lot of us as teachers don't know. I don't know if that was taught in colleges back then, because I know now, you know, in colleges, you are taught about what is giftedness, because a lot of gifted children are around the place, but we just never know how to harness this giftedness in these kids. So we take it that they're rude. You know, if you the child will you know, talk back to you, you say, oh, the child is rude, the child is indisciplined, but we don't know. These kids might be just endowed with giftedness, where the child might not be challenged. You're not challenging the child, none at all. So the child, you give the child something to do in the class, and the child finishes the work in no time and then start making trouble. Whatever you gave the child to do is not challenging enough. It's not challenging enough. So the child will go ahead and mess with other kids and, you know, become disruptive, because there is nothing there for the child to be challenged by. Pretty rude, you see. And, you know, I've had that experience. I taught at a school in Jamaica where I was teaching the grade four, and there were two grade fours actually. And this boy in my class, the boy was disruptive. He make trouble. And when he seen parent in the evening, he was the most saintly child. You couldn't tell his parent that this boy disrupt my class. No, he was so proper. But I couldn't stand the boy, because honestly, yeah, I knew about giftedness, but it's just that I couldn't deal with him, because the kids in the class were much, much, much slower than he was going. He was way ahead of these kids. So what I had to do in that case is to get him out of my class and get him to the class that the children were going much faster than we were in that particular grade four. And he did good. He did great in the class, because that is the arena, that is the environment that constituted his learning. Yeah. So the boy excelled in that class. But my class, him couldn't excel. Was just a troublemaker, and everybody saw him as a troublemaker. The children saw him as a troublemaker, and honestly, I did see him as a troublemaker, because I couldn't deal with his level of giftedness, because I was more focused on the ones who weren't doing so well. And, you know, people, for all of those who are listening, I am doing this program tonight because I want to bring something across. We have the Give Back Jamaica program, charity program, that we help students in Jamaica, students who are needy. And mind you, I say needy because, as my mother always say, when you if you're in the hospital and you have no visitor, the nurses and the doctors don't treat you good. So it's the same way if you have if a parent don't go to parents teachers meeting, or school don't see a parent, or the teacher don't see a parent, guess what? Then treat you bad. So, and especially, you know, we call weak fence. Teachers jump on children who are weak fences. Them not have no backative, nobody if it stand up for them. Because you know, say, if it's a old hooligan child, you can't lick that pitney there, because you know, say, the mother will come and lick you back. So we at Give Back Jamaica are trying to help these kids to overcome some of these limitations, you know, get them on par with the average child, you know, in school, get them on par, you know, with learning, good environment, good food in their belly, a good pair of shoe on their feet, feeling good about themselves. And this is what we at Give Back Jamaica are trying to do for these kids. So for all of those who are listening to me, please, I'm asking, I'm begging you, please go to givebackjamaica.com and please make a donation. I don't have my co-host with me tonight, but I'm going on. Yes, go to the website, givebackjamaica.org, and make a donation. Yes, the child you help today will be of help to you tomorrow. The child you help today, you will meet them again someday. So that is what we're trying to do. So teachers, put on a strap. Put down your belts. Put down your belts. Hug a child. It is much easier to hug a child than to hit a child. It is much easier than to love on a child than to hate on a child, because you don't know where the child is coming from. You don't know the child's background. You don't know. And back then, when children arrive at school late, you don't know how much yard they have to sweep, how big the yard is they had to sweep before, how much plate they had to wash up, how much fire they have to blow to get like a tea for come school. But they were treated as trash. Teachers line you up in a long line and beat you for the whole day. You're upset. How can you learn? How can you learn? I wouldn't want to know that no teacher at school hitting my child. I wouldn't want to know that. I would not want to know that you're at school. I send my child to school, put on my child nice, clean uniform, and send my child to school. And you take up belt and beat my child. No. I wouldn't like that. Don't do that. Don't do that. And for all of those persons who are advocating for the return of corporal punishment in classrooms, stop it. Stop it. As I say, wicked teacher and heartless, no heart at all. So, you know, I am not going to polish it and soften it. Not going to polish it. It sounds harsh, but I refuse to polish it. Wicked teachers, wicked teachers. Wicked. And it's not just like one little slap you're giving the child. You beat the child. Slavery mentality. The slavery mentality passed down where you beat people into submission. No. Children come to school without books. Come to school without book, you know, because they don't want teacher beat them. They have no control over that. Why are you beating a child for that? The child has no control over the school books. When I was in school, and I love to talk about my school stories, it was so many of us that one book, especially the first aid in English, would be passed down from one child to the next to the next. And you know something? Most of the classes, the upper school, from the grade 7 or the grade 6, to grade 9 then, because it was an all-age school, from grade 6 to grade 9 would use the first aid in English. So everybody would have one. Everybody would have a first aid in English. So sometimes at home, you will have more than one first aid in English. You will have more than one. But in homes where there's one, everybody use it. Book like Sprat Morrison, literature book, The Swan's Eye, Drought by Andrew Salkey. Those were books that a child could get from an older sibling. But most of the times, you don't get all the books. Your parents never rich. Your parents never rich. But yet teachers found it real, 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 real nice to flog a child. To flog a child for not having books. Yeah. So, as I say, people, it wasn't a nice thing then. It was not a nice thing for students. It wasn't a nice thing. And I'm happy that the ministry has found its way to stop teachers from beating children. because it wasn't nice. I never like it. And I know plenty of people listening to me tonight don't like it. Don't beat a child. Hug a child instead. Tell a child you love him or her. Challenge the child. Don't beat the child. It is not the right thing to do. So all of those teachers, I mean, you know, I'll tell another story about a teacher that I encountered in a Crescent. I went up to this teacher. I saw her years after, and I went up to her, but I called her the wrong name because there were two of them in that particular home economics center, and I called her the wrong name. And, you know, she's like, oh, I'm not this person, I'm X person. I'm like, oh. And after we talk at length, we spoke at length, you know, days at Crescent. Then I said to her, Miss, you know that you were a very cruel teacher at Crescent. And the woman was shocked. The woman was shocked, really, really shocked, because she couldn't believe it. But as a child, you are the one who encountered, you're the one who feel it. So you know it. There was a mad girl at school. We call her mad. And this girl, I don't even know if she was in a classroom, but she was at school every day, and she terrorized everybody. She would take up your lunch, and run. One day she grabbed my potty. And when I run her down around the school, one time around the school, my potty done. She never had my potty. Yes. So children then had mental health issues. And they would beat her at school. They would beat that girl. But we know, because we know so she's mad. The children knew she was mad. The children knew she was mad. And the teachers would find it to beat them. Now, the minister of Education, the Honorable Faval Williams, she is a stickler for no corporal punishment in the country's schools. And I can't blame her. Stop using corporal punishment. So when the JTA want to rehash this and bring it back up, and yes, and a lot of parents, a lot of people, yes, bring back corporal punishment. Because what? That's disciplining. No, that is not disciplining a child. That is not disciplining a child. Mm-mm. So to intertwine or to mix with the Give Back Jamaica, this is what we want to do for children, to our children, to you know, love children, give them a chance at life. So we're asking that you make your donation. Make a small donation. You know, a lot of persons have promised, and I am not seeing the promises coming through. But we want to see, you know, the donations coming in. Because we have promised that we're going to give 1,500 pairs of shoes to students in Jamaica. And you know what a pair of shoes can do for a child? A child's ego, a child's self-esteem. Boost it. And in having that child's self-esteem boosted, the child will automatically do well. Because our sponsorship program that we have, a lot of children are doing well from the sponsorship program. Yes, because they got a little help, a little boost, a little wind beneath their wings. So, yeah, these children are entrusted to us. It is our children. It is our children. So we need to take care of our children, not beat them, not tell them, say them dunce, cry them, but encourage them. Encourage them. Encourage them to be of good standing, to be upstanding citizens. Yeah, shout out to Bibsy. Shout out to Bibsy. Yeah, I see a Bibsy. Yeah, so, yeah. As I said before, I never get no over beating at school, you know. But I witness a lot of beatings. A lot of beatings, man. A lot of beatings. And looking back at it now, I feel sad. I feel sad. Because right now, looking at it, I felt that some of those teachers had problems. There was one particular Indian teacher at school. If you ever ask any child about that particular teacher, then it's not going to be something like she was a murderer, in a sense, that we, in Jamaican terms. She beat for nothing. She beat for nothing. Absolutely nothing. If a child stand by her classroom door waiting on a sibling, she will beat that child. That was the extent to which she'd go. She would beat that child. I'm so happy now that you can't do it now. You can't do it now. And especially for these, you know, big boys in school, go lick them. Go ahead. Go ahead and do it. Because these boys are not joking. They are not joking. They will hit you back. And you hear of high school students, high school boys, fighting with their teachers. Even the dean of discipline tried to discipline this child by flogging this child. And the boy fight her because she had no business putting her hand on him, talking about discipline. So banning corporal punishment in school is the best, one of the best things that could ever happen. Away with the slavery mentality. When you want to beat people and abuse people and all that. This is the Caribbean Radio Show, CRS Radio, the Knowledge Station. And the number to call into the show is 661-467-2407. I see you on the board, but nobody's speaking. If you want to tell me something about your days at school, even if you never get any beating, even if you never get any conk in your head, even if you never get any pinch, you must have seen something like this going on in your day at school. Children getting beat up by teachers. There was one teacher when I was in the fifth grade, a fat teacher. I don't even know if she's still alive now. But she had beat this girl one day. And the next day, there was a big uproar. The man came with a big piece of strap, something similar that to what she used to beat the girl. And the woman gave her son licks. Big uproar. Big uproar, and from that day, we never witnessed her beating anybody's children like that anymore. We never witnessed her doing that anymore. She was calm. So a lot of teachers, as I said before, jump on people's children because they're a weak fence. So just jump onto the weak fence. You know, see no parent come for them. They don't look so good coming to school. Their uniform is all right. I was in, when I was in grade four, I wanted to do common entrance because you could do common entrance then as long as you could do the work, and I could do the common entrance. And I was in a class then with a lot of teachers' kids, but because I was poor, I wasn't of any standing. I wasn't of any regard to the teacher. And as a child, you know, you see teachers talking, you're fast and you're nosy, you turn your head and you look, but you're not, they know, say, you look. So I watched them talking, and, you know, my teacher was telling the other teacher from next door who and who she's going to be sending to do the common entrance examination. So I am looking to see her call my name. And every time she calls someone, like she said, John Brown, me look over upon John Brown. Mary Strokes, me. And the list went on, and my name now called. And then the teacher said to her, "So what happened to the little Lewis girl?" And they looked in my direction, and I straightened up my head so that they didn't see me looking. And as soon as out of the corner of my eyes, they turned away again. And I said, "No, sir, I'm not sending her." And she said, "No," the visiting teacher said to her, "No, man, send her. She can't do it." And she said, no. And believe me, the whole day I felt so broken. Felt so broken because the students she was sending for the common entrance, they were no better than me. I wasn't rich. I couldn't find stuff to give to the teacher like these other students, because a lot of them were teachers' kids. But I, being the little sufferer, couldn't get that chance. So a lot of times, a lot of teachers hold back people's children, hold them back, refuse to let them go forward, hold them back. No. So I felt badly when that happened. Felt real, real badly. I, you know, when I became a teacher, I knew I had to be these kids' parents at school. Look out for them. There was a day when I never went to school, and a little girl from my class, she was on the playfield. And normally I would tell my grade 4 students, don't go on the playfield when the big boys are on the field, because they throw rocks and all of that. Don't go on the playfield. And this particular day I was not in school. I was absent from school. And the following day I went to school, the little girl came back to school, her mouth swollen. She was on the playfield the day when I wasn't there the day before. And this boy threw a stone and right into her mouth, teeth clean gone, swipe out that tooth. And she told me a couple months ago, I met her on Facebook, and she told me that, Miss, you know that the boy who did it, he confessed to me and said it was him years after the boy told her it was him and he was sorry. And the mother came to me and she was saying, Miss, I know if you were here, that wouldn't happen, because she would not be on the play field. I believe in taking care of people's kids. The kids are entrusted to your care. You see them more than their parents. I used to go to school in the mornings and have to tell the children, don't run across the road to meet me. Don't come across the road. As soon as I get off a taxi, they would rush out there. Don't come across the street, because somebody's going to get hit down by a car. I never treated people's kids bad. People who are on my Facebook page can look and see my students there. About 70% of them on my page are my students, past students. And none of them can say anything bad about this teacher. Mm-mm. I chastise them when it comes to the time for them to be chastised. But whooping them, beating them, flogging them, uh-uh. Because I know what that is. I know what it can do. I know what it can do to a child. Especially when they do it in front of their peers. No. No. I believe in taking care of people's kids. And that is why I've joined myself with the Give Back Jamaica charity. Because I feel that I need to give back. Give back to a child. Give something to a child. And most of the persons who are giving back to this charity organization are not people who are rich. So for those of you who are listening on the show tonight, if you're on the switchboard, if you're going to be listening in the archive, if you're going to be listening, if you're listening on the internet, please go to our website, givebackjamaica.com, and please, please, please make a donation. Give a $25, give a $20, give a $50, give a $100. Give as your heart desires. Anything, we accept anything, because we have so many programs going on to benefit these kids. So many things we have going on. We have the Bellyful program, where you feed a child for $25 per month. We have the Kickers Club, where you give a child, sponsor a child a shoe for $30. And listen, it's no fool shoes. Last year, September, we gave over 350 pairs of shoes. And there are still shoes at the school left, where people, if a child falls into any unforeseen circumstances, a child can go into the store poor and get a pair of shoes. Like the principal last week made mention of a situation where a child came to school and was in raggedy clothes. And he saw the child and the child didn't fit in. So he said, what is this child doing here? What is this child doing here? This child wasn't wearing uniform or anything. So he inquired and found out that the child was at school. He was registered at school like 2.5, 3 years ago, just at during COVID, right before COVID. But because of COVID, he wasn't in school. So he didn't come back when school started for them to go back in person. He wasn't registered because he had family issues. And the principal saw him. And the principal is a father indeed. And that is what we want adults to be to children, mothers and fathers, aunties and uncles, to children. So he approached the child and asked him, why was he at school and why was he, you know, there? The child said he came with a cousin and I think a friend. So the principal sued him out because, like, students who have left the school, you know, they give back their old uniforms, their used uniform, not raggedy, just used. And he was able to find something among the clothes to put on to this little boy. And he went and he found a pair of shoes from the shoe that were left over. And he was able to suit out this little boy and let him look like the crew. And told him to go get his father, the grandfather, the next day. And I think the little boy is happily in school now. Because somebody cared. Somebody cared enough to see this little boy was out of place. Please. That is the kind of heart we need to have. That is the kind of heart we need to have as adults. So I'm imploring all of you who are on the program tonight, on the show tonight, rather, have a heart. Don't be like these heartless, wicked teachers. Have a heart. Give back something. Give something to a child. We know we're not rich. We're not rich. Dr. Ev, our director, she's not rich. She's not rich, but she has a heart. She has a heart for Crescent All Age, no, Crescent Primary School. She had a heart, and this is what drove her to form this charity organization. And today we're going great. We are going great, and greater things. We're going to be doing greater things. We have right now a chicken rearing going on at the school. These chickens are being reared for food for the canteen, for selling, and I think they're going to be having a barbecue, so they're going to be using these chicken. And last week we had a drive going, $10, you donate $10 for a chicken to suffice a chicken from day one up onto 6 weeks when the chicken is ready for harvesting. And you can donate your $10 per chicken. So we have that going too. So if you want to donate your $10 per chicken, I think you can go through the same Give Back Jamaica. But if not, you can contact me via my Facebook page, or you can contact the Give Back Jamaica Inc. page on Facebook, and we'll take it from there. All right? So, yeah, give back. Give back. Have a heart. Don't be heartless. And, you know, we also have the sponsorship program where you sponsor a child. You sponsor a child for, say, a $50, a $70, a $100 per month. And the child you sponsor will automatically become your nephew or your niece. Now, what you get from sponsoring this child is you'll get to interact with the child. You'll get to feel the heart of that child. Because these kids, they are so, there's just something about kids. They say the smartest things. They know so many. They know some things where, I mean, will drive you as an adult like where you learn this from? Yes. These children, they just need some nurturing, some loving, some, you know, hugs and kisses to really, really, really strengthen them. Because in a time like this, you know, they see so many things, so many heartbreaks. Some of them coming from some socioeconomic background that, oh, terrible. So you'll get to know the child's heart. You'll get to know the child's family. You'll get to see the child's progress in school. You'll get to be one with that child. And having that child calling your auntie to your ears. So, come on board with us. Come on board with us and help us to help a child. Help us to make a child's life better. Not be like no mean teacher treat people like crap and, you know. Yeah. Because as I tell you, when I used to go to school, me know some my head used to smell like smoke. Because I'm used in the kitchen, I blow fire. Yes. And them used to have some doo-doo plots. Yeah. So me know some me never nice at school. Me the ugly. And me know some teachers never take kindly to me because me never look pretty. Me never have on a lotion for my skin. Me the ashy oil. My skin have on coconut oil, and sometimes the coconut oil dry off of you. You get ashy after a while. Yeah. So teachers never too take kindly to all the likes of me. I was a brilliant girl, though. I can tell you that. I was a brilliant child. But apart from that, you know, teachers never treat you right. Because they see you as weak things. Even though my mother used to present herself almost every day at school. Because she had a child in almost every single class. So everybody knew my mother at school. Everybody knew my mom. So folks who are listening, please go to our website. And I don't know if I should say this, but we are indeed a real, 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 real charity organization because we have our credentials. All right? So check us out. Go to our Facebook page. www.givebackjamaica.com and check us out. Check us out. You might want to put something on the page also. So contact us and find out how you can do that. You can even advertise the things on the page too, honestly. So go to the page and give a little something. And as I said, for those persons who, you know, want to donate that $10 to the chicken, just contact me or go to or Give Back Jamaica Inc. page or even go to the www.givebackjamaica.com. But somehow, some way, or even givebackjamaica@gmail.com. That's another way to give. So there are so many ways to give back to this, to give back, as our name suggests, Give Back Jamaica. So we, you know, saying all of this, just do it. As Nike said, just do it. Just go to the page, think for a child. And when you do this, you know, think about the countless hungry children, you know, that are in Jamaica. We're talking about Jamaica, and I'm not talking about nowhere else. You know, we'd love to help other people, you know, elsewhere. But we're talking about our little island, Jamaica. That's what we're talking about. So, and I love to sing this song. Give me back my sweet Jamaica, my island in the sun. Yeah, that's the sweet Jamaica we're talking about. So give back Jamaica. So go to the website, givebackjamaica.com, and please make your donation. I know that many people have made promises, but come on, now, my promise. The promises are comfort to a fool. And this right here ain't no fool. So don't make many promises that you can't keep. So keep your promise. Keep your promise. And for all the new persons who are listening to me tonight, I chat enough. So all the persons who are listening to me tonight, go to the page, man, and just do it. Just do it. Just do it. Just do it. And as a song to start the show, say, imagine. imagine a world where all children are okay. I'm thinking about those children in Ukraine tonight. You know, constant bombardment of bombs and, yeah. Think about the children. The children are our future. And they're not just our future, their future. It's our future also, because once children are okay, we're going to have a good world. We're going to have a good world. We can go, we can leave this world knowing that the world is in good, very good hands. Very good hands. So tonight, I thank you all for listening. It's a shortened version tonight. I thank you all for listening to the show. And come back again next Sunday. We are here every Sunday night pleading and begging for your donations. And we're here every Sunday night. And please, 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 please make a pledge to yourself that you're going to make a donation. Last week we had some persons, you know, get some chicken. And I'm looking for some more persons tonight. I'm looking for people to inbox me asking how to donate. So again, go to www.givebackjamaica.com or backjamaica@gmail.com. And I think you'll do this from your PayPal account. And then you can also contact us by contacting me on my Facebook page. You can go to the Give Back Jamaica Inc. And you can also go to Dr. Everett on Facebook and get further information as to how you donate to this program. So to you all, I wish you a beautiful night. And for the coming week, please stay safe, love a child, hug a child, tell yourself you are beautiful. Doing that, you will alleviate a lot of mental stress and physical stress too. All right? So have yourselves a very, very, very good night and stay blessed.